This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The next question from Shakir Ahmed, a student from Rawalpindi, Pakistan. What will be the subscription fees of Al-Hidayah? Why are you shifting from your policy of free dawah? How will this platform differ from the other free platforms of yours like Peace TV Network, Facebook, YouTube, etc.? Brother Shakir has basically asked three questions. What would be the subscription fees of Al-Hidayah platform? Why have I shifted from the normal policy of free dawah? And how will it differ from the other free platforms, that is Peace TV, Facebook, YouTube, etc.? The subscription fees of this platform, unlike most of the other Islamic learning management systems, where they have a fee per course, normally it ranges from $25, $30, $50, and if you have to do those courses, it becomes expensive, and on our platform, there'll be a lot of courses. Initially, it will launch with 25 courses in my section and more than 25 in the other section, other speakers, but it would end up maybe after a year, more than 50 courses in my section and more than 100 courses in the other speaker section. And later on, it will increase. So if a person wants to watch all these courses, it will be very expensive. So in our platform, Al-Hidayah, we have kept a monthly subscription fee. The subscription fee for Dr. Zakir Naik's section, we will give a launch offer. And initially for the first 6 months, it would be for $11 per month. And you can watch unlimited, thousands of hours of videos, the video on demand, as well as the courses, as I said, initially would be 25, would go to more than 100. If you subscribe for the complete year, you get a discount of 25%. Instead of paying $132, 11 multiplied by 12, you'll have a 25% discount, you save $33, and you have to pay $99, but together. So you have a discount of 25% if you take for 1 year together and you pay in advance for the full year. In the other speaker section, we'll be giving a launch offer of $9 per month for the first 6 months. That is a monthly subscription. If you pay yearly together, 9 into 12 should come to $108. Again, we'll have a discount of 25%. That would be about $27 discount. So if you pay together for the full year, the yearly subscription would be $81. This will be the launch offer. After approximately 6 months, we'll go to the original rate, where for Dr. Zakir Naik's section, it will be for $14 per month. And the subscription, if you give monthly, is $14. The yearly subscription, instead of $168, there would be a discount of 25%. Would come to about $126, 25% discount. In the section of the other speakers, it would be after 6 months, the normal rate would be $11 per month. For 12 months together, instead of the $132, there'll be a 25% discount, it will be for $99. There's one more option that if you subscribe to both together, both the platforms, if you want in the launch offer, Dr. Zakir Naik for $11, other speakers for $9. If you subscribe both together, instead of $20 per month, you'll have to pay only $18 per month. That's a discount. Similarly, if instead of monthly, you want to subscribe annually for both together, it will be $162. Again, discount of 25%. If you subscribe both together for yearly, it will be $162. So this is the launch offer for the first 6 months. And later on, inshallah, we will have the normal rate. Regarding the second question, that why have we gone away from a normal norm of everything free? And you know that one of the first projects that we really did start charging was for the school, Islamic International School. But that too was subsidized. Because if you want to give high quality, it's expensive. So what we did, that we charged from the rich people and 1/3 of our students for free. Because the school, we cannot have mass number of students, only 20 per class. So we took fees from those who could afford it and we gave free to 1/3 so that both could benefit. But it wasn't a wholesale, it was retail. If you compare with all the other activities of ours which are there, whether it be Peace TV, whether it be Facebook, whether it be YouTube, and our conferences which are attended by a large number of people, hundreds of thousands of people, 1 million people, more than that, it is wholesale. So in that, we want to keep it free so that we earn more sawab. If we have to charge for the Peace TV, and you know, alhamdulillah, the Peace TV has a viewership, all the four channels, Peace TV, English, Urdu, Bangla, and Chinese put together, has got 200 million viewers. I just checked up Netflix. In the last quarter of 2020, the paid subscription was 203.6 million or 204 million. Now that is huge. So Peace TV, alhamdulillah, the wholesale reach is about 200 million viewers, but it's free. If we charge, the viewership may come down to maybe 5%. From 200 million, it may come down to 10 million. Or lower, we don't want to lose the sawab. That is the reason we want to keep it free. Same thing with the Facebook. The Facebook has got 22.7 million. It's a huge reach. It's wholesale. And we have no ads on it. Similar with the YouTube, I would say it's medium. It has got 2.4 million subscribers and many more millions others also watch. Facebook is 22.7 million followers, but the viewers will be much more. YouTube is a medium scale of 2.4 million subscribers and many more million who are not subscribers also watching. But we have no ads on it. We don't monetize on YouTube at all. We don't give ads so that the people can watch freely and enjoy. This platform is not a wholesale platform like the Peace TV or the Facebook. It's not in millions. It may start with tens of thousands, may inshallah increase to 100,000, but it will yet be, according to us, a retail or a low reach. The reason we are monetizing on this is because the bandwidth for watching high quality programs of 4K and HD is expensive. And since we want to give good quality, those who can afford can pay. There will be a small section like how we have in the school. Those who can't afford will get scholarship. So here too, for the general Muslims, some of them may get scholarship. There'll be a separate section for non-Muslims, and most of the non-Muslims, if they want, they can subscribe free, so they don't want to lose the sawab. There'll be a separate section for the scholars or for student of knowledge. They too, majority, would get free. But the general Muslims, not all, but if we are satisfied, they'll get free. There'll be a section for the other subscribers if they want to donate for helping the non-Muslims to watch, all the scholars, all the students of knowledge, all the general Muslims, there will be an option that they can help in supporting the non-Muslims to watch, all the students of knowledge to watch, all the general Muslims to watch. This is a separate section that they can take part in. And if you know the way my projects run, it's not at all by mass donation. It is mainly by few fans of mine who fund most of the big projects, though anyone is welcome to contribute, but the main contribution is done by selected few people. As times are changing, I don't know how long will I live, so I want to create a platform which will also be generating on its own. So instead of donation, we have found the system, and this platform, we have got 5 milestones. The first milestone is to reach that number of subscribers that will let the platform run on its own. The second milestone would be to have more number of subscribers so that it will take care of part of the cost of my other Dawah activities. The third level would be it will have more number of subscribers. It will take care of all the other Dawah activities that I'm doing. The fourth level is that maybe if there are more number of subscribers, it will help me to support the other Dawah activities in the world. And the fifth level is it will help me to start more other platforms or more other projects so that we can do Dawah much more. But we are not at all going to compromise or change any of the other avenues of Dawah. The Peace TV would remain free. If we monetize Peace TV, it will be multiple times more than this platform. The reach is already 200 million, but I don't want to lose the sawab. That's a different project. On Facebook, there's no monetization. On YouTube, there's no monetization. We have huge conferences, we have huge lectures, we never charge any money. That would remain all the Dawah activities, all the projects, 100% are free. Except the school which is there, it is subsidized. And this is the second project. Regarding the third question, that how will Al-Hidayah be different than the other free Dawah projects of mine, that is the Peace TV or Facebook or YouTube. This Al-Hidayah will be different in many ways. Number one, it is an amalgamation of all or most of my other free projects. This Al-Hidayah platform is amalgamation of the Peace TV network, also the Facebook, also the YouTube, also the Peace TV app, and something extra. The something extra I'll speak later on. Whatever you have on Peace TV, most of it, or maybe the best of it, would be available on the platform. The difference in Peace TV is that in Peace TV, it's already programmed what we will show. So you have no option. If we show Dr. Zakir Naik's program from 9 to 10 every evening, you have no option. You have to watch from 9 to 10. You cannot watch in the morning, you cannot watch in the evening. In our Peace TV app, you have option that you can see last 1 week's program at your leisure. In this, you can select what you want to see. And we know that the viewership of certain speakers is much more than the others. So don't have to wait. The advantage in this platform is that number one, it will be high quality. Same Peace TV quality would be there, or maybe higher, because Peace TV, alhamdulillah, as you know, the English became HD in 2009. The Peace TV Urdu became HD in 2014, if I'm not mistaken. And for a couple of years, Urdu again became HD. But since October 2020, alhamdulillah, all four channels have become HD. English, Urdu, Bangla and Chinese. But it's not 4K. This platform, besides the Peace TV quality, it will be higher. It will be 4K. So there are programs which are recorded from December 2015 onwards would be better quality than Peace TV also. 4K. Well, Peace TV is not on 4K. Number one. Number two, you can watch it at your leisure. What programs you want, you can navigate, you can see it, you can watch continuously. The same speaker for 5 hours, 10 hours, few minutes, it is convenient. So it has most of the Peace TV, almost all the best programs of Peace TV. Initially, it will be only English, up to 6 months, then later on we'll add. On my platform, it may be English, Urdu, Bangla sooner, but the other speakers will add on, maybe after finishing English, after 6 months, we'll add on Urdu, then maybe Bangla, then Chinese. It takes time to upload. For the full platform to have its complete form that we are looking at, maybe more than 8,000 to 10,000 hours, with finalizing all the minute details, it would take about 2 years. But at the launch itself, it would be the largest platform. Not our target of Al-Hidayah, but compared to the other Islamic platforms, it would be the largest from day one. Would have at least 1.5 to 2,000 hours of programs, and every day we'll keep on adding. Every month there'll be hundreds of hours added. Every month there'll be many courses added. It will keep on expanding for the next maybe 2 years at a fast rate. And later on, then as we keep on producing new programs, it will be there. As far as Facebook is concerned, the Facebook contains mainly two types of posts on my Facebook. It has, mashallah, 22.7 million followers. It has got posts, that is photos, as it's called, graphically designed, and videos. The videos will be there, same as YouTube, on this platform. And the posts that are there, we'll be putting into the Islamic courses. As I mentioned in my early answer, that in the Islamic courses, besides having the video and the study guide and the transcript of my complete Islamic course, the fourth would be additional resources. In this additional resources, if I'm giving a course on Ramadan, which is for about 24 hours video, the study guide would be additional about 10 hours. There will be approximately 300-400 posts of mine. And each post for these Ramadan may take half a minute. So you have an additional 200 minutes or maybe 3 hours for reading the post. Transcript is there. So most of the best part of my Facebook post would be there. The videos are the same as YouTube. So even YouTube would be there on the platform. On the YouTube, we have got full length. But if you want to go to the Facebook and watch my post 2 years back, very difficult. You have to scroll down, may take many minutes, difficult. Here, at the click of a button. So everything, almost all the good part of the Facebook will be there on this platform. Available at the click of a button. Searching is very easy. The videos which are there on the YouTube, also there on the Facebook, most of them. If you go to the YouTube, the videos are in full length. It will be in this program also. There are videos cut, every question is separate. So you can easily try and find out the answer to your question. Type it, it will come. Same would be in this platform. YouTube, the searching will not be that efficient as our platform. Well, YouTube, though it is the second largest best search engine in the world after Google, but only talking about my YouTube channel, it has limitations, which this would be far superior. To find what you want is much more easier, and the videos would be high quality again here. So it's much better than the YouTube. YouTube, with all its limitations, is there. Here, with that, you'll have the script ready of all my speeches. You'll have along with additional material. If it's a course, you'll have the study guide also. So much more than the YouTube. So the difference is, it is higher quality, easy to navigate, easy to find. Besides these three platforms, even the Peach TV app, it's better for Peach TV app. You can only go up to last 7 days. Besides watching all the four channels live, which you can also watch on this platform, all the four channels Peach TV you can watch live. But the complete library is at your disposal, inshallah. In the first 6 months, complete English library would be at your disposal. Then we'll add on the Urdu library, then the Bangla, then the Chinese. The fifth platform, Peach TV network, Facebook, YouTube, Peach TV app, website. In this platform, there is a separate section to know about Dr. Zakir. You click that, there's a separate section which is an upgraded version of my website. My website is there, it's a new website. This will match with the theme of the platform Al-Hidayah. So all the information which is there on the website is also available here, but the upgraded version. The notes are available. So most of the free platforms that we have, five, all five are there on this, but much more higher quality, much better, easy navigation. The additional thing, the only thing that will be exclusive on this platform and not available outside are my courses. My courses would be exclusively available on Al-Hidayah platform. The VOD, the video on demand section, half of that section is available on the Peach TV, on the Facebook, on the YouTube, on the website, on the Peach TV app. But higher quality, easy navigation, much better. Even if VOD is available on this platform, video on demand, I would prefer going to a platform and pay a few dollars a month and watch what I want to watch rather than wait for that time to come and match the schedule of the channel. It's much better, much easier. Paying a few dollars, you can get much more knowledge. You can do for us together. The additional that is there is the Islamic courses. Though the videos of the Islamic courses may be available on the YouTube, you can see on the Peach TV, you can see on the Facebook, but the study guide is not there, the course material is not there. Furthermore, the additional that will be one exclusive program, that is the Dawa training program, which was one of our biggest or largest and the longest events on the Peach TV or recorded. It was recorded for about 45 days, 33 working days. It was one of the biggest budgets, with professionally set. It was done in 2016. And we were supposed to start telecasting it in 2017, but because of the situation that came and, you know, the Indian government was after me and I had to do hijrah from India to Malaysia. Because of that, there was a gap of 3 years. So instead of 2017, now we are going to release these programs, that is the International Dawah Training Program, on this platform. And since this program is for 33 days on average, 10 hours a day or more than that, so the video itself would be about 330 hours. Along with the notes and study guide and with the additional material, it would be for 500 hours. I don't know of any course that is for 500 hours. So this is a marathon course of 500 hours, which will be divided into maybe 20, 30 long courses. Only for Hinduism, only for Christianity, only for Judaism, only techniques, only structure, only debate. And this again, Christianity would divide into shorter courses. The short course of mine varies from, with the video, etc., put together, 3 hours to about 6-7 hours. The longer courses are 8 hours or more than 10 hours. So the whole Dawah training program, the super long course of maybe 500 hours, would be made into about 20 to 30 long courses, and short courses would be between 100 and 200. So this Dawah training program exclusive will be on this platform. We have decided not to put on any other platform. So the exclusivity of this, the USP of this, if you want something which is not available outside on this platform, as far as Dr. Zakir Naik is concerned, would be the Islamic courses number one, in particular, Dawah training program. And as I mentioned earlier, it was done very professionally on 14 4K, 8K cinematographic cameras. It was a world record. It had a total about more than 3.5 petabytes. And we have started the editing. This Dawah training program may or may not be available at the launch. But inshallah, if it's not there at the launch, after Ramadan, we'll start showing one course at least per month. One short course per month. That means few hours we'll be editing. And the full Dawah training program to be launched on the platform would take maybe 3 to 5 years for complete, because it is massive, 300 hours. You can imagine, it's going to be massive. So the duration we have thought is for 3 to 5 years for the complete Dawah training program, maybe more also. So every month we'll be releasing at least one or more of the course of Dawah training program. We'll try our level best to introduce the first short course during the launch. If we cannot, inshallah, after Ramadan will be there. Because at present we're concentrating mainly on the Ramadan course, which has the zakat, which has the different aspects of Ramadan, so that in Ramadan, the people who want to know about Ramadan, the course is ready. If we can complete that in time, we'll also start with the International Dawah Training Program. If we cannot, then after Ramadan, the International Dawah Training Program would start, and that would be unique by itself. It would not be available on the YouTube, because it's difficult to have the techniques and the secrets, etc., on the YouTube or on the Facebook. Peace TV, we haven't decided yet, but on this platform, it will surely be there. All the hours, if you want to learn only one particular section, you can learn one particular section. It will be massive. So this would be for those people, though the cost is very cheap, according to me, just $11 or $14 a month. If you take it annually, the launch offer, and pay $99 a year, it's only $8.25 a month. And after 6 months, when we increase to $14, then the annual rate yet would be cheap after discount, would be $120 odd, would be hardly about $10 to $11 per month, which would be again very cheap. And you have access to thousands of hours of video on demand, of hundreds of Islamic courses, mashallah. After a year, there'll be more than 100 courses on the platform and at your leisure. And the USP would be the Dawah training program. So I hope you satisfied the difference of this platform compared to the other platforms and the reason why we thought of monetizing it and also making it available to the world in this particular way.